My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
105.7 The Fan presents Monday Morning Quarterback with Norris, Long, Khan, and Preston.
Hey, let's do something right now. Let's set the tone right now.
105.7 The Fan.
Blakelock down to two. Carlson 25 yards away, and the kick is good. White. No, it's Minshew. Touchdown! Devontae Adams. And now let's see what Antonio Pierce does. Carlson kick on the way, and it is good! With 27 seconds left, Las Vegas goes up by three.
Disappointing loss, tough loss. Could have gone our way for sure, but we didn't get the job done. 0-2. We're going to play a 17-game season, and we will be defined by the next 15 games. So that's going to be our objective, to play the best 15 games we can, be the best football team we can be. And if we do that, then we're going to have a really good season, have a shot to win a lot of games and get in the playoffs and make a run.
Monday Morning Quarterback is brought to you by Catholic Charities. Improving the lives of Marylanders is a team effort. Join the huddle at cc-md.org. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Mike Preston. Let's start it off, Jeremy. The Ravens fall to 0-2 for the first time in nearly 10 years.
And look, it's frustrating, too, because I don't think anybody faults you for a loss on the road at the Chiefs to open the season. But when you're almost a double-digit favorite at home and you've got the extra time to get ready, there's no excuses for this. There was nothing coming into this game outside of, you could talk about Wiggins being out because of the car accident. It doesn't matter. You should have still won this game. And now you start off 0-2, and the pressure's on. I mean, you feel that.
Preston, 11 penalties for 109 yards, and a couple of them were even more crucial than the final number.
Well, when you get penalties, you look at coaching, because that's the bottom line to it. You have to coach these guys up, get them better, get them in position to win games. And these penalties are costing them, and so are the challenges, but we'll get into that one later.
Speaking of which, we're going to get into it now. To challenge Jeremy or not to challenge?
Man, I'm just going to throw a flag. YOLO, it don't matter. What? I don't need to see it. I'm pretty sure. Well, maybe. Are you guys positive? What the hell is he doing?
I have no idea.
What are you doing?
I have no idea.
And even after the game, you get up there and say, well, the challenge didn't cost. Yes, they did. They absolutely cost
you. They took timeouts away from you both times.
Dude, I'm so...
The reason why you kicked the field goal at the end of the first half was 7 seconds instead of running a play, because you blew a timeout.
I'm so sick of watching this over and over and over again. Either stop defending the guy that's telling you to challenge, or take some ownership because your dumbass keeps challenging. That's a little aggressive, but you get what I'm saying. I'm watching the game going, did they not tell him Devontae Adams' feet with? What are you looking at? Who's looking at this?
Sure, be aggressive. I kind of like that myself.
Oway with 2.5 sacks, Pierce with a half a sack, and Kyle Van Noy with 2 sacks. The Ravens, they had a pass rush yesterday, Mike.
Oh, they brought it on defense. But you know what happens? You watch it, and then you kind of see their offense taper off. And you see it a lot in the NFL. And you saw last week where the Raiders played the Chargers, where they just don't get anything offense, and they get tired because they're out there on the field. And I think the Raiders had like a little bit of advantage in time of possession, but didn't have any juice offensively. In the last three series, I think they had one first down. That can't work. You just get tired. That's what happens.
Jeremy, and I know when I throw this out here, people are going to think I'm talking about just the missed field goal. But I'm talking about Amir Abdul with 30 yards of return. I'm talking about the shank punt that essentially put the Las Vegas Raiders in great situation.
Was it 19 yards on
that? It was 19 total. I think it was a 24-yard punt. They counted 19 with the penalty, the 5-yard penalty. Yeah. But special teams did not play great yesterday.
No, I mean, look, a lot of the talk's been about Tucker, obviously, and is he done beyond 50 yards, which I don't think we're quite there yet, but there might be something to it when you start talking about the deep ones because the track record right now is saying it. That was a 56-yarder he missed, but it's all the other things. Like, if you're going to hang your hat on something, you got a special teams coach that's the head coach. Where are you hanging your hat on with this team? Because, by God, going back to what we were just talking about with Mike in the last one, it's like you got a battering ram. You're supposed to be able to run out the game, right? Isn't that why you picked up Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
To run, like, what's going on? What are you doing? So, I'm sorry. I'm getting all over the place. But special teams is just, like, this is supposed to be your bread and butter. You're supposed to have one of the best in football, and you had multiple mistakes on all levels.
How about the punter shanking that 24-yarder?
Yeah. But it ended up being 19 yards with the penalty. Again, another penalty. And I don't think Justin Tucker's done.
Mm-hmm.
No. Usher has a song. He says, we're still good, but we're not good. We're not good, or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. I think Justin Tucker is still better than most kickers in the National Football League. I don't think Justin Tucker is at his best anymore. At his very best, has he been in the league since, 2012?
It's hard to, he's been in for a while.
He's been in the league a long time. It's expected for him not to be when he was at his best. However, I'm not letting Justin Tucker go for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that. It's just, I think we could all say he's just not as good as he once was. And that's perfectly fine.
Online where people are saying he's done. I'm like, what do you
not
mean
done.
He's done?
He's not done. Come on.
Come on, man.
He has a 48-yarder, like it's an extra point.
He missed a 56-yarder. And I understand, like, when you want to look at things over 50, what is it, the past 8 times or so? What is he, 1-7 or whatever it is? It's not good. You get that. But you got to go look at the context of some of those things, too. Is it ultimately something where his leg is not as strong as it used to be? Could be.
Right.
Is it also something that we don't have enough of a sample size to say this is something that's actually a fact that he can't kick that far anymore? Because if they got the 70 yards there on that last drive, he was going to get a chance. How much fun would that have been to watch that?
410-583-1057 is the number. Rave is coming off a 26-23 loss. They dropped to 0-2, I'm sorry, for the first time since 2015. Benjamin in Baltimore, what's up, man?
First and foremost, Rob, my prayers to you and family continue.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Hey, I just want to say, if I was watching the last game, Sunday Night Football, if Mike Tirico say one more time, every field goal, every kicker in the league is kicking 50 yards or more. He said that like 10 times. But anyway, I just my main antagonist reason for calling today is it feels good to be a Steelers fan in first place today. Have a great day, fellas.
It was a devilish laugh. As he walks off, he's got Justin Fields quarterback, and he's 2-0.
Yeah, man,
Mike Tomlin, Mike Preston.
They still haven't had a home game yet either.
Mike Tomlin.
The proof is in the pudding.
It's in the pudding, isn't it? I don't care who was on the center. That's what Mike Tomlin says. Who's quarterback? Mike Tomlin goes into the meeting and says, okay, who's quarterbacking this week? Yeah, it don't matter.
Is it that passive-aggressive crybaby or the kid they said can't throw? Okay, we'll take either one of them.
Did you see they gave him the petty game ball, but the reason for giving him the petty game ball didn't match up with the word petty? They gave Wilson the petty game ball.
Yeah.
It's called.
Is that what they're calling
it? They called it the petty game, buddy. It's in quotes. It's an article.
Let's ride.
They give me the for beating Denver.
Thanks.
And Mike Tomlin said, well, we did it because we knew he was done wrong last year in Denver, so we give him the petty game.
They probably don't beat Denver if Russell starts. Sorry, ass.
Boy, Jeremy is on one this morning, isn't he?
Mean, just mean.
No, man, this is like...
Woke up with violence.
Pissed in my Cheerios this morning, man. You get up and you got to talk about all this negative stuff with the team when you're supposed to be able to handle business against the Raiders. And you know,
that's why you're supposed to separate the seeds, man.
Hold on, I will tomorrow. Today's my day to vent. My goddamn birthday. I'll bitch if I want to.
Today's your birthday?
Yeah, I'm going to bitch all day.
Whoa, we didn't know that. That's happy birthday, Jeremy.
We don't need to get into
all
that.
Happy birthday, man. I did not know.
It's okay.
How old are you?
He's how 40, old do I look?
45,
or how
45 looks like 65.
Rob nailed it. 45 looks like 65.
I know how old he is.
But how do you feel?
Like 85. Put me down.
Happy birthday to Jeremy Kahn. Bite me lot. At 7 o'clock, but on, but on the other side, we go 3 and out up next on The Fan. 3 and out.
I can't call it. You know, like you said, we had the momentum. I believe we up fourth quarter 23-13. Usually we just finish teams by then. You know, we just go to get the ball rolling, just go to punishing people. But I guess Vegas had the best of us today.
3 and out after the Ravens 26-23 loss to the Las Vegas Raiders. What's your up, Mike Preston?
My up, Derrick Henry. He had 7 carries for 5 yards in the first half. Finishes the game with 18 carries. 84 yards, a long of 29 yards. And you figure that this is why the Ravens brought him in, to close the game. And they still couldn't pull it off. He even had that move where he gets around the corner on the left side and then he kind of, this is the guy, and throws him out of bounds. Uh-huh. And I'm like, well, now we're seeing the old Derrick Henry that we thought we were going to see here. And then all of a sudden, they can't finish the game. So at least he was an up. You can build from there, you hope.
Push it down.
Damn. Despite what people say about football has changed and pass happy league and these linebackers, they're smaller, faster, whatever, it comes down to this. If your five fat guys don't beat their five fat guys, you're not going to win. And yesterday, they won on the defensive side of the ball, but on the offensive side of the ball, the Ravens can't get it done. It's a weakness, and it's going to be a weakness.
I'm tired of hearing about
season.
What the grade is for the offensive line. My eyes tell me they're not very good.
Well, you know, these people, they always put in these little pro football focus, this, whatever, said this percentage. Get out of here. Just come out to training camp. Take a look at training camp. Go through the preseason. Go through the first two games. And
they don't look very good.
See, they're just not very good right now, and they're not going to get that much better.
Jeremy Kahn, what's your up?
My up, it was good to see him back making some plays. Mark Andrews, I do wish, this is one of the other things I'm going to point out, Lamar has to start hitting guys in stride because
Absolutely.
It's a damn thing to catch the ball and fall down every damn time when you have guys that are so good after the catch.
I saw a couple of guys yesterday sling the ball on Sunday Night Football, hitting guys in stride, not stutter-stepping. It was a beautiful thing.
Let these guys go out there. I mean, you get some of these athletes in open field. Rashad Bateman, get him in the open field with a catch where he can actually turn around or catch it in stride and see what happens. But it was nice to see Mark Andrews back. His demise was greatly exaggerated last week. He was bracketed, double-teamed, and he has struggled against Steve Spagnuolo defenses. So it was nice to see him have a couple of catches, knowing that now you do have a two-headed monster with your tight ends.
With Shadell.
My down. Throwing challenge flags like they're going out of style. I mean, what is this that you're going to sit here and just throw it? Like, I get it. You don't want a team to get away with stealing one from you when they didn't catch the ball. Mm-hmm. He caught the ball. What are you challenging? He threw a challenge flag last year on a touchdown. Everyone knows you can't do that. And then he tried to play it up like, oh, I meant to do it. No, you didn't. Know the rules. Know the damn rules.
John Harbaugh said, Jeremy, screw you. This is what I got to say about my challenges.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, it's going fast. I mean, you know, they're running to the line. They're going to snap it to try to make sure you can't get the challenge off. So it's not like you have all day. And you don't get much of a look. Just the high leverage of it. I just felt like, and it was on me, I just felt like, you know what, I'm going to take a shot here and see if we'll win this one. Because it was a big chunk play.
See if you can change the
video. I mean, you know, you're not going to be undefeated on challenges over the course of the season. I don't think that's a difference in the game. Would have been nice to have the timeout, but, you know, you got to take a shot sometimes, too.
My man, you don't have a chance to be undefeated. You've been defeated. Tell me when you win a challenge, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Just makes me scratch my head. Ravens yesterday with 5 sacks against the Las Vegas Raiders and 10 quarterback hits. But the pass rush looked very, very stout yesterday. Even when they didn't get sacks, they put pressure on the quarterback, disrupting the throw. Looks like the Ravens' pass rush, Jeremy's going to be a lot better than I thought.
Yeah, but I got to say this, though, too, because they made this team one-dimensional, and the statistics say the pass rush got off. But the fact that they were throwing, there were so many times I'm watching Kyle Hamilton or even when they send Marlon Humphrey and they're stood up at the line of scrimmage, it's like, are they going to make a move to try to get around him or just going to stand there and keep their hands up? Like, I get it. I understand there's certain things that are going to happen, but I felt like in the second half, that pass rush wasn't getting there as much as it should.
In crunch time, they didn't deliver.
Yeah.
They didn't get it done. But, I mean, because they got better. The Raiders got better as the game went on their offensive line because the first one or two sacks that Owe got, he didn't even get hit.
Well, I think
they just stepped the wrong way.
It looked to me, Mike, in the second half, the Raiders adjusted by getting rid of the ball quicker, and that's at the time. At that time, you need to rely on your secondary. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Pass rush, I'm doing my job. I'm making them get the ball out quickly. Now, secondary, you don't have to cover it quickly, so do your job. So it seemed like
they looked tired.
They looked very tired back there. They look very tired. When I'm making them get rid of the ball quickly, I'm doing my job. That means you don't have to cover for a long time. Do your job on the back end. So it looked like that to me in the second half.
No. Look, the numbers don't lie that the pass rush was getting there. I just felt like on the key drives, it's like, what's going on? And you're right. Like, they all go hand in hand.
Right.
Pass rush and cornerbacks are the same thing. By the way, when did that Raiders team get in on Saturday night? Was it like they were talking about
4 o'clock?
I'm gonna start throwing stuff.
Hey, listen, 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon though, not in the morning.
Now
Lamar says something. My down was actually challenges, and I said to Jeremy in the inner microphone.
He said, do you want it? I was like, are you kidding me? Do I want challenges as a down?
Because Lamar said something that made me go with another down. Lamar said, we were up by 10, up 23-13, and that's usually when we put our foot on guys.
Mm-mm.
No. Most losses with a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter over the past 4 years, the Ravens have lost more games with a lead of a touchdown in the fourth quarter in the past 4 years. So no, Lamar, that's not when you usually put your foot. In fact, your team failed to put a foot on people more than anybody else has. You've done it 10 times. The Bears, who have been horrible, have done it 6. The Colts have done it 5. Seahawks 5. Titans 5. So you almost double the amount of times done by the team that's next to you.
They're the only ones on this list that's been a winning organization over that period of time.
Yeah.
And they've gone to the playoffs every year except, I believe, one, right? Wasn't that Lamar's first injury?
Well, the Titans, last year was the first year they didn't go to the playoffs, though. I think the Titans organization, too, over that time.
All right, I'll give you that. I'm just, when you look at these teams, they look a little middling to me. Even
the
Colts, you know, like it's...
They're not championship contenders.
Oh, by the way, you have twice as many blown 10-point leads as those other teams.
Yes.
Except for the Bears, who have 6.
So that's not when you normally put your foot on your opponents, Lamar. That's normally when we implode a little bit. Fred in Hagerstown. What it do, Fred?
What it do?
Hey, good morning. And good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
All right. How are you?
Okay. Hey, I was at the game yesterday. Two observations. Gardner Minshew owns the Ravens. This guy passes the hell out of the ball. I mean, 30 for 38. He was so accurate, it was unbelievable.
Does he have a history? You said owns him. Does he have a history? I can't remember. Beating the Ravens?
He beat him last year.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He was with the Colts.
That's right. You're right. I couldn't remember off the top of my head. You're right.
Yeah. No. Number two, that pass interference call in the end zone, the official was standing right next to the play. No call. There was an official 25 yards away on the sideline. He throws the penalty flag.
Well, I think the official that was next to it was blocked by the play, to be honest with you, Fred.
I've seen a lot of people talk about this. There was a lot of hand fighting. I do think Stevens had his jersey a little bit, which is probably the perception of the other side. To me, I'm not as upset about that call as most people. To me, it's a no call, but I agree with the caller. Like, you'd rather the guy there be making that call, not somebody that's 30 yards away from it, but you're probably right.
He probably had a better angle. Well, listen, when the call goes... doesn't go in our favor, and a ref misses it, what do we want the other ref? You saw it, you make the call. But yet, when it goes the opposite way, that ref, it was pass interference.
Well, who was the call against?
Brandon Stevens.
But who was the receiver?
Oh, it's Davante Adams. Come on.
Case close.
Davante Adams was whooping.
It's like Michael Irvin. When Michael Irvin played, Michael would fall down and roll over 25 times, but he always got the call. That's just
did
the
you,
way it is.
Mike would also carry you on his hip down 10 yards.
That's right. He's the man.
For the outdoor games, they had to reline the fields when Michael Irvin came out. But anyway, he was in rehab for his nose. Look, the point is, did you think that was pass interference or no?
Yes.
What about you?
All the way.
Okay.
Even before the replay, I thought it was. Because when you see Devontae Adams fight, hand fighting over top of you.
Right.
Well, that's a pass interference.
If you look at his left hand, you can see, and again, it's hand fighting. This stuff goes on all the time. To me, it's a 50-50 play. The fact that they called it, as Mike's pointing out, it's Devontae Adams. I think he's probably going to get the call more times than not because of his track record. But yeah, I don't think that's one that I'm going to bitch over as much as some of the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Bite me at 7 o'clock. On the other side, we'll take a look at our quarterback, Lamar Jackson, and his performance up next. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback, presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Man.
Jackson's gonna get it.
Two.
Jackson throws.
Three.
Deep ball.
One.
Touchdown, Baltimore!
How did Baltimore's top signal caller perform?
It's always business, you know. But we're gonna see. You know, I'm definitely gonna talk to my guys though, because we gotta find our mojo, you know, we gotta find and do what we do. Cause that's not us at all.
Lamar Jackson, yesterday in the 26-23 loss, he was 21-34 for 62% completion percentage, for 247, a touchdown and interception, a passer rating of 81.4, which is meh. He also ran the ball five times for 45 yards. That was one of those games, again, Jeremy and Mike Preston, where statistically he wasn't bad, but he wasn't impactful enough.
Didn't make big plays.
Yeah.
You know, especially in crunch time when you needed them to make plays. And you were right. Earlier we talked about not throwing the ball in stride. That pass he throws over the middle to Mark Andrews, that's a big gainer if he puts it right there where he can catch the ball and keep running. And He didn't do that. I mean, I think he made like one or two plays yesterday where he just kind of went, oh, wow, okay. He's out of the pocket, holds the ball, moves around. But at the end of the game, he looked a little lost. And at times, even on the running plays, he didn't show that burst, that energy, you know, that you need off the corner. And I was a little surprised by that. But hey, you can't play and bring it like he did last week against the Chiefs every week. And
yeah.
It's impossible to think he can maintain that pace.
You think anything held over from the hits he took last week? You think he was fine coming into this
too
game?
Too long a time off for that. If that's still bothering him after week one, then we've got some problems. I mean, if it's week seven, week eight, okay. But it was week one. Week two, you got an extended break. Mike, I don't think that shouldn't have bothered him.
No. I mean, and plus he had, what, 10 days?
That's what I mean.
10 days?
Too long.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, this is a game they, without a shadow of a doubt, they should have won. There are things we can look at this game and point to, and I don't think it's... Now, I always talk about this, like, everybody's looking for a scapegoat and a reason why. Like, it can be multiple reasons why. They all can have a hand in it. The challenge flags, throwing those and losing timeouts, Lamar not hitting receivers in stride, the offensive line not knowing who to block, when to block at any given moment. I think there's a lot of things that go into it.
Isn't that when you have problems?
Yeah.
It's better when you can put your finger on one thing. But when you start having a laundry list of things, Jeremy, isn't that when you have real problems?
Well, Mike said it earlier. Like, this is something I always say with the Raiders. Like, you guys aren't good enough to have that many penalties. You know, that's the Raiders have been historically a team that gets penalized more than anyone else. And it's
right.
You guys keep giving them extra opportunities. You're not good enough to get those stops. We don't know what the Ravens team is going to look like this year. We all thought they were going to be pretty good. I still think they're going to be good. But the question is, like, why are they having so many effing penalties? And it does. It falls back. Like, I don't believe people come to you and they'll say, hey, Oros aren't hitting. You got to blame the hitting coach. Like, they don't know how to hit. But at the same extent, if guys aren't doing what they're supposed to do on the field, to me, that's you're not in the right place. You're not doing what you're supposed to do.
When you have all the problems that Jeremy's talking about, Mike, yeah, that's when you have bigger problems, man. I mean, if you say to me, we can't block, but everything else works, okay, isolated.
Right.
If you say, too many penalties, but everything else works, okay, isolated. But we came away from two games now with multiple issues with this football team.
And I bet John's got to be looking over the film saying, we got so many problems right now. Where do I start to clean this mess up? You know, is it the defensive coordinator in his first year?
Now look
is
at the mirror.
Is he listening to the players? Is he listening to me more than other folks? Offensively, they got some problems too.
Mirror on the wall.
Yeah.
Who's the reason for the fall?
It's John Harbaugh. I mean, God, it's just frustrating when you – all right, so week one, you lose to the Chiefs on the road, and you can handle that. You can, like, you know, that's –
I'm fine with that.
You come home for your home opener, and everything was in your favor. You had a team on back-to-back road games. You had a team that got in later than you want. They're coming in to play a 1 o'clock game, and people may say, oh, it matters, guys.
It does matter.
It matters. And I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all that you're going to lose or win, but you had a chance to put a team away, and instead of doing that, you're kicking field goals or attempting long field goals because – is it because you're getting conservative on offense? Is it because of the offensive line? And as Rob pointed out, you have multiple issues. Fix one of them at least.
Let's go out to the phone line. Let's go get Trippy in Baltimore. What's up,
Trippy? Hello.
Hey, hello. Let me just cook for like 30 seconds real quick, because I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm a man of the people. Like, I kept hearing people say Harbaugh. Look, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. We gotta go back to the drawing board. Like Roquan said yesterday, there's no way we were supposed to lose to the Raiders, man. At this point, we have no identity. We have no identity on the whole team. And look, this is my thing, yo. Like, look, if the boy Rosa Gardner, whatever his name is, if he out there balling, hey, let him do what he's doing. I'm sorry, Falele not the answer. Patrick McCarvey not the answer. Like, and I don't get it. Like, we knew we was losing three offensive starters, and we don't do nothing. Now, let me talk about the defense, right? The defense, they look a little solid, but I got to talk about this boy, 44. This man, 44, get more effort on his podcast than he do on the field.
Oh, God.
I just don't understand. He don't talk to fans. He don't do nothing. Like, he's just simple. I'm sick of it. And guess what? I guarantee you, watch this week. Oh, hey, man. Yeah, Devontae Adams, 17. Yeah, he's tough. Oh, we got another guy, CD, coming up. This, like, he's a joke. He's a joke. Then you got the dude, Eddie Lacy, right? I mean, not Eddie Lacy. Eddie Jackson. I'm talking to the players. You got one of his people giving me the finger. I guess they're not used to winning because they came from Chicago. Like, come on, man. We're down 0-2 right now. And you know the sad thing about it? We 0-2 in the conference. And we know how we play. We ain't even played the division games yet. So guess what? We start losing them games, we're going to be in trouble. I don't know what we need to do. But John Harbaugh, you need to get it together. You see what your brother doing over there. What J.K. Dobbins doing over
J.K. there. J.K. Dobbins is looking pretty good. Hey, Trippy, thanks a lot for the call. J.K. Dobbins is looking good.
Did you see what J.K. Dobbins said?
No, what he said.
I'm glad this is my coach. And I don't know, like I kind of took it a different way because it's a different Harbaugh. But he said, I'm glad this is my coach. And he seems to be happy. And I don't know about you guys. Like, I loved him coming out of college. He just had injury problems. I always thought he could be this good. He just can't stay healthy. That's probably going to be what happens at some point this year.
Can't run like he used to either. Did you see last week when he tried to break away?
Dobbin?
Yeah.
That's fine.
He got run down.
Ain't
got
to be a home run hitter. Give me a couple doubles and triples.
And I'm looking at him like, okay. But
give me some doubles and triples.
You need something in the tank, man.
Gus was over there, doing what he normally does, too.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Okay, man. There's a laundry list of things, like y'all said. But what did y'all think of the game that Monken called? I think it stunk, really. I really do. Do y'all have any problems with the game that Monken called?
Mike, I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm tired of blaming offensive coordinators. You know why? Because when they all get here, they all look the same. But those cats didn't look that way before they got here. I'm tired of blaming offensive coordinators. I saw Monken as an OC before he got here, and he didn't call games like that. He didn't. So, you can blame Monken if you want. I refuse to. I am sick of complaining about OCs. We saw Cam Cameron leave here and have success at LSU. You know what I mean? I'm done with it. But Todd Monken, I've seen his work before. It didn't look like this. The guy before him here looked like this. The guy before him here looked like this. The only person that didn't was one guy.
Kubiak.
Kubiak is the only one that didn't fit in that same box that we keep complaining about. So I'm not putting it on top.
Stay salty.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday morning quarterback. Bite me at 7 o'clock. But up next, we go around the NFL right here on The Fan.
Around the NFL.
Jeremy Carr, let's go to Dallas as the Saints came marching into town and spanked those Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my me. What had happened was that was, if you want to talk about the Ravens being embarrassed coming home, and granted, they're 0-2. Dallas is 1-1, but the Saints came marching in, and Alvin Kamara, he just said, I'm going to get as many touchdowns as I want. He could have had 5. They ended up giving the ball to somebody else, but, man, they got their brains beat in, which leads us to a new question. Are the Saints good this year?
I think the Saints are pretty good. I love watching what Baker Mayfield is doing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They went into Detroit. They are 2-0 on the year. Baker Mayfield, very conservative, 12 of 19, 185. Defense played great. How many teams are going to shut down that Lions offense to 16 points? Not many teams in the National Football League going to be able to do that. Got to give hats off. Head coach who hangs his hat on defense said, we're going to stop you.
And by the way, it wasn't just defense. It was red zone defense because they gave up big play after big play. And it's like, hey, they're in the red zone. Let's knuckle down and hold them to a field goal or nothing, because the damn Lions went 1-for-7 in the red zone yesterday. I mean, they were in there all the time. You can't get any points.
If we credit the head coach for hanging his hat on his side of the ball with Tampa, then what's the deal with Green Bay? Because Matt LaFleur is an offensive guy, yet they hold the coach to 10 points, winning with a backup quarterback 16-10.
God, if you'd have watched that game, you'd have thought this was like some high school team out there playing. They had reverses to the wide receivers, jet sweeps. I mentioned this on Sunday, and I've been talking about it all week. Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs, bet his over props. You can bet the ladder on if you want. Over 60 yards, over 80 yards, over 100 yards. Keep it going and see how much money you can make on it. He destroyed them. And that Green Bay defense just confused the hell out of Anthony Richardson.
It did. And you know what? Jets go into Nashville, take care of the Tennessee Titans. And Aaron Rodgers, he's going to get himself together. Don't let him win games while he's working himself back into playing shape. The Jets, again, outstanding defense. They beat the Titans 24-17. They're now 1-1 on the year. Titans 0-2. Let's go to Minnesota. You talking about an upset?
49ers wearing 49ering.
Well, I told you, kind of sucked to see on one play Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, and Justin Jefferson got all hurt. All got hurt on the same play. Justin Jefferson with a 97-yard touchdown reception. A lot of that stuff kind of changed in the game. You look at how good he is. And by the way, I love him. With all due respect to Garrett Wilson, I'm not Garrett Wilson. When they asked him how the 49ers are going to defend him, he's so good. But yeah, look, Sam Darnold getting it done up there. And people forget, a couple years ago, Sam Darnold led the league in rushing touchdowns through the first 4 weeks. He can run.
Yeah.
He takes off quite a bit.
And good to see him bounce back, too, man. I mean, due to an injury, but 2-0 in Minnesota, not bad, not bad. Another team, 2-0, Mike McDonald gets his second career win as a head coach in overtime in New England.
Yeah, that was a close one. Could have went either way. Mike McDonald gets it done on the road. I thought the Patriots were going to pull it out, especially early watching it. But a lot of talk about Mike McDonald today being 2-0 and the Ravens being 0-2.
Are you surprised that the Patriots are playing so well? Even in the loss, you surprised they're playing so well?
No, because they're – I always use this – they're mucking it up. They're making you play their style of game. And they're running the football. They're playing good defense. It's like, hey, don't make any mistakes, and we'll be just fine. We'll be in the game.
The Giants went down to D.C., Largo, Maryland, and the Commanders sent them home with a 21-18 loss. Jaden Daniels, 23-29, 226 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Commanders are now – you know what I noticed? All three of the rookie quarterbacks were starting through 2 weeks, no touchdown passes.
Yeah, and the other thing you should notice about yesterday, only the third time in NFL history a team has scored three touchdowns and given up zero and lost the game. They lost their kicker in the first quarter, so they had to go for two, except on one time they had their punter kick an extra point. The Giants should have easily won that game, but because they couldn't kick a field goal at the end of the game, they had to go for it on fourth down. Crazy.
Chargers going to Carolina. Chargers off to a good start. I tip my hat to them. Carolina, bad football team, man.
They're terrible. I'll watch them play a little bit.
I feel bad for Bryce Young, man.
Not good. Not good at all.
How are you going to give up all that for that quarterback and not even protect his ass?
Because you gave all that up.
Unbelievable, man.
You gave up everything for him. You can't protect him.
Go out and spend some money. Go make some other trades if you have to. Come on, man. That poor kid's back there getting his ass whooped.
I said it to you before the season started. I'm going to hold on to it until I'm proven wrong, Jeremy Kahn. Trevor Lawrence is not that dude. Cleveland Browns going to town and beat him 18-13. He's not that dude.
Yeah, you just lost to Deshaun Watson. Ooh, good God. After what we saw from them in week one, Jacksonville comes home for a home opener and lays an egg? Get out of here.
I don't want to put too much on losing, like, because somebody has to win. Mm-hmm. But are we seeing problems in L.A. with the Rams? They're 0-2, and they got destroyed yesterday by the Cardinals 41-10. Marvin Harrison Jr., 4 catches, 132 touchdowns. But they just look horrible.
It was Marvin Harrison Jr.'s coming out party. I'm coming out.
Touchdown.
They could have gone to him more, but they were whooping their ass. The sad thing for the Rams is it looks like Cooper Kupp has a high ankle sprain. He's going to be out for a few weeks. Puka Nacua is already out for a few weeks. Remember our boy KZ talked about Jordan Whittington. Might be a guy you want to go scoop up off the waiver wire because he thinks he's a Puka clone, and maybe we see more of him. But Rams are in trouble. It was a lot of Kyron Williams and nothing else because they didn't have anything else to go to.
Steelers got done. Bo Nix, 2 interceptions. He threw one at the end of the game in the end zone while the Broncos were driving. Broncos got there on a trick play, a reverse that threw it back to Nix, and Nix threw it downfield to set him up, but he couldn't finish the job. They are now 0-2. Steelers are 2-0. How about that Chiefs-Bengals game? Last second field goal by the Chiefs.
Yeah, people want to talk about these penalties that, oh my God, I can't believe the Chiefs got, they're getting another. No, look, there are penalties you can point out in the game, but if you want to talk about whether or not that was pass interference, the guy got there early. Plain and simple. You can see it right when you're watching it, so that's not one to bitch about. You can bitch about some of the other ones, the holding calls and things like that. I give credit to Cincinnati for showing up because they were in the game. They looked awful last week against the Patriots.
Before, yeah, they were terrible.
But, you know, look, you got Pat Mahomes. That's what happened.
Pat Mahomes knows how to finish a game.
You got a field goal kicker, too. Yeah. It's pretty good.
And last night, I saw a game between two young quarterbacks, man. C.J. Stroud, we knew about him from last year, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Williams is going to be a baller, Mike Preston. This guy made some throws. You heard the phrase arm talent. The arm talent in that game last night was impressive.
I was sitting there telling him, he's got all the talent coming out of college that Pat Mahomes had. He doesn't have it upstairs like Pat does, but he has all the intangibles. We just haven't seen it in two games at the NFL level. And I love the fact that Rob got a chance to watch him play because you can see where he puts the ball. He's very talented throwing the football. This is the reason I was telling people, I said he might break Peyton Manning's interception record. It's going to be hard because he threw 29 in his rookie year. Because he trusts his arm so much that he throws it up there. He has a lot of that Brett Favre gunslinger mentality in him where he's going to try to fit it in a small window even if that window is not open.
He threw a ball last night. Who was the rookie receiver out of Washington?
Rome.
Rome.
Adunze.
He threw a ball in the back of the end zone to Rome. Mike, that literally, Rome didn't come down with it. He should have. But there was one player, the defender was on Rome. To Jeremy's point, he threw it in a spot.
I saw that play.
You see that ball?
I saw that
play. The defender was kind of like pulling for his dear life. And Rome goes up and just couldn't bring it down.
Couldn't bring it down yet.
But no one else could have caught that ball. He threw him open. He threw receivers open probably about two or three times last night. It was just impressive to see those two young fellas go at it.
By the way, one of the funniest things from yesterday was in the Green Bay game where the coach is asking Malik Willis, why didn't you throw that football? And he's like, well, the center threw up all over it before the play. So when he snapped the ball, it was covered in vomit. He's like, I can't throw this.
That's a round of National Football League. Mike Preston's report card at 7:30 on the other side. Sal for the post-game press conference. Bite me up next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!